6. 6 Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
Shot in the dark, Henry Mancini. Me and a few friends of mine celebrate Henry Mancini on a weekly basis in a bar in Manchester, and all his music. As I'm sure you're aware, the whole of the BBC is out at the movies this month. This is my soundtrack special, if you like. That was a shot in the dark from the film of the same name. Both Peter Hardy, who works on the programme, and Peter Jobson, my good friend, said, "Oh, that's the best Pink Panther movie, that one." So universally, by Pink Panther freaks, accepted to be the best film, that was the theme music from A Shot in the Dark. I used to find myself singing that tune, whistling that tune quite a lot when I lived in a bedsit in Walmsley, where there wasn't a bulb or a window in the bathroom for quite some time. Beccapedia is going to be dropping by with the first of her a series of four. So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to have Beccapedia at the movies. And I've tried to choose tunes that are from films that I love. So not just great music, but great music from great films. If you're not familiar with the film Out of Sight, it's old Handsome Face. George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez. It's a really great movie. It's a crime caper, but it's absolutely brilliant. And all the music on it's fantastic. They've got some real old school Hollywood screen chemistry of Clooney and Lopez. I think there was something fizzing there, man. Anyway, you should watch it and see what you think, because it's a good watch. The film is Out of Sight, and this tune is Mongo Santa Maria's version of Watermelon Man. This is so cool. Happy Sunday, everyone. We'll be right back. Ray, a watermelon man from Mongo Santa Maria, and that's from the film Out of Sight, which, if you haven't seen it, is great. I forgot to mention, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. There you go, I just had to get that out of the way. So let me tell you about some of the tunes I've chosen for you. In the first hour, at least, I've got a song from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack, which Tim Robbins, who directed the film, his brother put that together, including two very special performances from Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam fame and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, who was a Qawwali singer, probably the greatest Qawwali singer ever. And I'm lucky enough to have been in the same room where he made some of his recordings for Peter Gabriel's Real World label. And that's, we're going to hear that next, actually. That's The Face of Love. If this room sounds a little strange to you, I am once again in my front room making the programme, as there's some dudes on my roof doing some work. So you might hear them clattering about atmospherically. I'm also going to play some Rufus. I'm going to play some Them. A tune from Beck, a cover from Beck, off the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind soundtrack, which is amazing. Got new music from Midlake, and then we'll hear from Beckopedia. And then I'm going to play the string arrangement that I did for the Arctic Monkeys when they played at Glastonbury last summer, because I'm dead proud of it, and Peter Hardy put it on a disc for me, so I can play that for you too. Some Louis Prima, a tune from White Hinterland, which I haven't played for ages, and a Milagres tune, which I love very much as well. All that to come before 11 o'clock, and then more besides until midnight, when the great Don Letts takes you to the movies as well. So here's the first of the tunes from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack. I forgot to mention, by the way, in the second hour, my featured artist is going to be Ry Cooda, specifically the soundtrack from Paris, Texas. While being a really great film, that soundtrack has become one of my favourite albums, so he gets a special focus this week. But all three tunes from that album in the second hour. But right now, here's Eddie Vedder and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack. This is the really remarkable The Face of Love.
Only one hour, so come and go. ma ba ba ma ga 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 ma ga ga sa ba ma ba ba ma ba ba ma ga ma ba da ni da ni da ma ma ba ba ma ga ma ga ma ga 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 ma ga ga sa eji na ka sa ya bina is duniya mein aaye
great, that really sort of authentic and spontaneous. Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan and Eddie Vedder from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack, That's the Face of Love. Speaking of love, Rufus Wainwright's a lovely man. This is from Want One. If you want to start somewhere with Rufus, I recommend Poses as a place to start. That's a great record, but he's got fabulous tunes on all of his records. Anyway, this is from Want One, which is part of a two-part album, Want One and Want Two, produced by my very good friend Marius De Vries. This is Rufus Wainwright, who's also my mate, and this lovely thing is called Vicious World.
Everybody but heaven knows
Rufus Wainwright from the album Want One, that was Vicious World. Once again, if you want somewhere to start with Rufus's music, I'm sure with you all being Six Music listeners that you've already got everything he owns. But if not, start with the album Poses. I think that's the right place to start. You may not agree with me. You may agree with me wholeheartedly. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And that's the address that these guys wrote into. Doug Conan said, "My daughter and I were convinced we saw you on the CBeebies bedtime story the other day. I was waiting for you to finish the story with, 'And why am I telling you this?' Because it's bedtime and you need to go to sleep. Thank you very much, Doug Conan." Yeah, it was me. I read five stories for CBeebies. A lovely afternoon it was too. What a pleasant environment children's television seems to be. Or maybe that's a front. Hey!
This is the foundation of so much music that we know, and here's the band that are responsible for it. Having them play for us at the Maida Vale Studios, I mean, it makes absolute sense. It's a real treat. They've never been on Six Music Live before. It's like welcoming back one of the most influential bands in alternative music history for the last 30 years. BBC Radio, Six Music in concert with Pixies. You can hear it in full with me, Steve LeMay. Thursday afternoon from 4.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Scott Cole got in touch. Thank you, Scott. Saying you really appreciated the post-Gabriel Genesis thread. That was the same from Antoine John, who said the same thing, and James in Birmingham, James the Brum. Yep, thank you, lads. It was my pleasure, that. John T. Clark's been in touch. Re the Weird Sounds, i.e. the Hoover solo on the Jeff Buckley track that I played you. He says, "We often listen to the Fleet Foxes album, Helplessness Blues, and track 10, The Shine, Stroke, and Argument, has to be a candidate for your recent request. It's quite a long track, but towards the end, there's a hilarious bit where it sounds as if a gaggle of aggressive Canadian geese have somehow got into the recording studio and are attacking the band. I hope you find it as funny as we always do." Ooh, let's have a listen to that next week, shall we? Yeah, thank you, chaps, for your emails. Let's move on with a song from them. Van Morrison, of course, has just been honoured by his hometown of Belfast, and he's going to do a gig at the end of November to say thank you. He's been given the freedom of the city. Long overdue, I would have thought. But here he is in one of his early incarnations in the band Them, and Baby Please Don't Go has been in so many films that we'd be here all night if I listed him, because it sounds like this.
Baby,
Baby, Please Don't Go by Them. Great, eh? Let's have a little change of tempo. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is a great film. It's got a couple of things about it that I think could be better. I think Kate Winslet's character, I think you're supposed to like her more than I did. But apart from that, it's a very funny, very romantic, lovely film. Jim Carrey's amazing in it. And the soundtrack is exceptional, including this tune from Beck. Here he is covering Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometimes. This is beautiful.
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And I need your loving like the sunshine. And everybody's gonna learn sometime. Everybody's gonna learn sometime. Everybody's gonna learn sometime. Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your love. Sunshine. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime.
told you. Great, eh? Beck's version of Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometimes. We'll be back to the movie theme of this week's show in a little while. First of all, though, this is a new one that you might have heard midweek, or all week even, on Six Music. It's on the playlist. This is the return of Midlake. Midlake, fantastic band, and this is the first song without Tim Smith on lead vocals. It's called Antiphon, and I just love it. Fantastic. Midlake and Antiphon. And now we can't go to the movies. It's funny, whenever you hear the word movies, it doesn't matter how long you've been saying it. It was films or flicks when I was a kid, but now everyone says movies. And all the adverts on TV use the word movies, and they always seem to say it like that. Are you watching movies? Why aren't you watching Sky movies? BBC movies. Anyway, I'm not going to the movies without Beckopedia.
Beckopedia at the movies.
Now then.
When Bernard Herrmann began writing music for films, the industry was still very much in its infancy, and television was even less advanced. It was perhaps inevitable that the arts intelligentsia would turn up their noses at music which was composed to dictate drama and emotion whilst being secondary to the sounds and images it supported. Herman's history included introducing radio audiences to obscure and little-heard composers as chief conductor of the CBS Orchestra, as well as composing and arranging music for radio drama. He was a passionate advocate of film music as an art form, as well as being one of the pioneering composers of the genre. From the brass and percussion-rich heroicism of Jason and the Argonauts to the brooding intensity of woodwind and strings that is Citizen Kane, he was bold and fearless when scoring instruments in experimental ways, as well as using ominous silences to great effect. But arguably, his best work was with Alfred Hitchcock, for whom he composed 7 film scores, including the shrieking all-string Psycho and the mind-bending Vertigo. From the moment those 2 shivering lines of violins converge and cross with unsettling dissonance, followed by a shock of brass, there's no going back. The tightrope thin sound of harp and celeste teeters high above the deep ravine of the orchestra in a score that pushes the tension to dizzying heights. Listening to this turbulent, terrifying theme, it's impossible to imagine Vertigo, Hitchcock, or indeed 20th century film music without the huge and lasting influence of Bernard Herrmann. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Bernard Herrmann, being celebrated a lot across the BBC because he's amazing. And one of the most emphatic descriptions that we've ever had from our mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. She'll be back at the movies next week. I want to stop saying movies like that.
Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Right, I'm going to show off for a minute. I've always loved doing string and brass arrangements for Elbow. And when I produced I Am Clute's record with Craig, well, we've done two together, I arranged the strings and the brass for them as well. Something I really love doing. But I've only ever had one dedicated string arrangement job. I've been approached simply for my skills in that department, and it was enormously flattering because it was for a headline appearance of the Arctic Monkeys at this year's Glastonbury Festival. And I was really rather proud of the work, and lovely old Peter Hardy that works on the programme sent me a disc of the recording, so I'm going to play it for you now. I was stood swollen of chest at the side of the stage on a riser next to Chris Martin and a few others, and I got a hearty congratulations from Chris, which was nice. And do you know what, actually, it was during this song that Mick Jagger, who was playing the next night, popped up for about 30 seconds just to check out the competition. Not somewhere you find yourself every day. A lovely moment for me is with my string arrangement, the Arctic Monkeys and Mardi Gras.
Got the face out.
Thank you. That's enough showing off for me. So, if we're thinking about soundtrack, we can't ignore animation soundtrack. And as the story goes, Louis Prima got enough money from this song on the Jungle Book to be able to afford to produce the wildest Louis Prima. That's the only Louis Prima record he produced himself. And the wildest Louis Prima is by far the best. But here's the tune that everybody knows best. I want to be like you, ladies and gentlemen, King Louis.
Swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you. You'll see it's true. An ape like me,
Scooby-Dooby-Dooby,
can learn to be human too.
What?
Is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what you do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
The days of bones, about Bobby.
Abba doo dee.
the reaper nada.
Ebadabadai.
Wulla la ba zini.
Wulla ba wulla ba
zibla dore. Wulla ha 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 ha. Get mad, baby.
Hadla la la la.
Hadla da la do do.
Hadla do do.
Zubla la da 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 da.
Zubla da zubla da.
Zibla da da ha ba da.
Beautiful, eh? What a wonderful thing. White Hinterland. This song's from an album called Kairos. It's called Icarus. And I absolutely love it. And I came across it the other day and I thought, I've not played that for so long. I'm just seeing if I've got it in my files here when it went in. No, I haven't. But it's just such a beautiful, hooky little number. Let me just read you something about White Hinterland. One sec while I find this. I should have got it ready before I started recording this link, really. Hang on. Just had to put you down for a sec. Let's pull up your file here. Okay, here we go. Sorry about that. Casey Dionell was born on the 10th of March in 1985, so she's a Pisces like me. She spent the bulk of her young life living in Massachusetts, took her first piano lesson at age 4, and at 14 began writing her own pop songs. She attended a New England Conservatory of Music, having turned down an offer of acceptance from Sarah Lawrence College. So she's done loads and loads of different composition, as well as been writing pop songs since she was a kid. Real name Casey Dionell, she goes out under the name White Hinterland, and there is something so simple and beautiful. If you think about what kind of an extensive musical education she's had before she wrote this song a few years ago, the only reason it would be this simple is if she's really, really tasteful.
Thank you.
Isn't that a pretty beautiful thing, eh? White Hinterland and Icarus. So I played the new Midlake tune, Antiphon, and I don't know if you noticed, but it had a percussive stab of an organ all the way through it, every four beats. In fact, let's just hear a little snippet of it now so I can point it out again. It's got like a... There it is. And it put me in mind of this next tune by Milagres, which also has what appears to be very distorted percussive organ on it. It might even be an electronic organ sample, but it's definitely... I think the roots of this noise were definitely once a Hammond organ. This is a great tune. This is Glowing Mouth by Milagres.
On the air.
The B, Belly BC, that's who.
That was Speak to the Wind by a band called Spindrift, from an album called The Legend of God's Gun. And while now it is a soundtrack, it was written as a soundtrack to an imaginary film originally. So the soundtrack to The Legend of the God's Gun was made before the music, before the movie rather, was conceived. Interesting way to start the hour, but more importantly, a great bit of music, I'm sure you'll agree. So my chosen artist this week is Ry Cooder, specifically for the work he did on the theme music from Paris, Texas, the Paris, Texas soundtrack. It's a wonderful album. All the music on the album is based on Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground by Blind Willie Johnson. Blind Willie Johnson had a terrible life, died young in the ruins of his own house, which burnt down, wrapped in damp newspaper. A really awful life. He was blinded by his mother as a child, in the middle of a domestic abuse. It's an awful life. And Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground has the distinction of being one of 27 samples of music included on the Voyager Golden Record. It's literally a golden record that was launched into space in 1977. There was lots and lots of things on the Voyager probe to represent the diversity of life on Earth, and Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground was chosen as the human expression of loneliness. Isn't that amazing? So then years later, Ry Cooder very responsibly, when asked to do the soundtrack to the Wim Wenders film Paris, Texas, he bases the whole soundtrack on Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. If I remember next week, I will play Blind Willie Johnson, but now we're concentrating on the film. So this is a short excerpt from the soundtrack to Paris, Texas. This is Ry Cooder, and this one's called She's Leaving the Bank. Thank you. Not wonderful. She's Leaving the Bank from the Paris, Texas soundtrack by Ry Cooder. In a few songs' time, we're going to have a story from Harry Dean Stanton, which is an excerpt of the dialogue from Paris, Texas. And it's a very dark but a very sad story set to a beautiful bit of music from Ry Cooder. So we'll hear that in a bit. But now, continuing with our theme, music from the movies, here's Paul Giovanni and Magnet, and this is Willow's song. And this is from, what's it called? The Wicker Man. This song is in The Wicker Man. And I was listening to the lyrics earlier, because I'm not really familiar with this tune, even though Dove's covered it, and I do know their version. Not that familiar with it. Look out for this really lovely line towards the end. In fact, I'll give you a bit of a run-up to it. Please come, say how do, the things I'll show to you. Would you have a wondrous sight, the midday sun at midnight, fair maid, white and red, comb you smooth and stroke your head, how a maid can milk a bull and every stroke a bucket full. Some pretty freaky lyrics right there. This is Willow's song.
How a maid can milk a bull.
Rainbow song from The Wicker Man, and that was Paul Giovanni and Magnet's version. Pretty scary stuff. But the pagan thing actually scares me more than other sort of horror movie scenarios. Yeah, because I don't know. Because I feel like it's still very much alive and well in parts of our Sceptred Isle. Anyway, this is Chris Thomas King from Oh Brother Where Art Thou. The Coen brothers, amazing with the way they choose their film music. There will have been plenty of it all over the BBC over the past week and throughout this season where we look at the music from the movies. So this is Chris Thomas King from Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and it's Hard Time Killing Floor Blues, and it's very hard to pick a winner from that soundtrack, but this is my favourite.
Hard time, yeah, where you go, has it harder than ever been before. Can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Say you ain't money, you better be sure. These hard times will drive you from door to door.
Chris Thomas King and Hard Time Killing Floor Blues. I love how subtle that guitar is. It's beautiful.
All right, Sean.
All right, Russell Brand. Great to see you again.
It's good to see you, mate. You look a lot healthier than I remembered. You look like you've never been fat, and it's given you a twinkle.
Oh, I'm flattered you remember me. And I must say, my radio program's a lot healthier than perhaps it was when you last heard it as well.
What is it that you do? Is it mostly your impression of Burgess Meredith from Rocky 1 and 2?
You big daddy, you got nothing to call yourself a boxer. Come on, drop and give me 50.
Adrian!
Maybe that could improve.
Let's not forget.
Great. You know, me and John, you know, we should just sit there and play the guitars.
Very good.
Oh, Russell. Don't look at me like that. I know what you're thinking. And of course you can.
Okay, all right. Really good.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mantra Luna. Mantra Luna.
Now, do you remember I used to ask you to listen to a song as if for the first time? Like, empty your head of it. And listen to it with fresh ears and concentrate on it and see what you get off it. Well, I want you to do that again now. Everybody's heard this song, this performance, this song at some point, but it really is something special, which is why you're so familiar with it. So empty your mind now, like you're refreshing your palate for something wonderful, and listen to Dusty Springfield sing The Look of Love.
The look of love is in your eyes. Your heart and
Isn't that great? So what did you get off that? Dusty Springfield and The Look of Love. A part of our film special, is that in Casino Royale, that tune? I've lost my notes, they're not in front of me, but I think it is. But what did you get off that? Did you manage to empty your mind and listen to it afresh? And if you did you like it? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Now, who doesn't love Harry Dean Stanton? A wonderful actor, an old actor he is now. I really, really love Harry Dean Stanton. He's just got a wonderful, kind face. And in Paris, Texas, you really fall for him. And this is one of the climactic scenes from the film. This, to paint a picture for you, is him talking to a girl behind a piece of glass in a peep show. And they've actually met before a long, long time ago. And yes, this is a very, very important scene in the film. And it makes for a very dark but pretty wonderful story.
I knew these people. These two people. They were in love with each other. The girl was very young, about 17 or 18, I guess. And the guy was quite a bit older. He was kind of raggedy and wild. And she was very beautiful, you know? And together they turned everything into a kind of an adventure. And she liked that. Just an ordinary trip down to the grocery store was full of adventure. And they were always laughing at stupid things. He liked to make her laugh. And they didn't much care for anything else because all they wanted to do was be with each other. They were always together. And he loved her more than he ever felt possible. He couldn't stand being away from her during the day when he went to work. So he'd quit just to be home with her. Then he'd get another job when the money ran out. And then he'd quit again. But pretty soon she started to worry.
About what?
Money, I guess. Not having enough.
Hmm?
Not knowing when the next check was coming in.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
So he started to get kind of torn inside.
How do you mean?
Well, he knew he had to work to support her, but he couldn't stand being away from her either.
I see.
And the more he was away from her, the crazier he got. Except now, he got really crazy. He started imagining all kinds of things.
Like what?
He started thinking that she was seeing other men on the sly. He'd come home from work and accuse her of spending the day with somebody else. He'd yell at her and break things in the trailer.
Trailer.
Yes. They lived in a trailer home. Anyway, he started to drink real bad. And he'd stay out late to test her, to see if she'd get jealous. He wanted her to get jealous, but she didn't. She just worried about him. But that got him even madder. He thought if she never got jealous of him, that she didn't really care about him. Jealousy was a sign of her love for him. And then one night, She told him that she was pregnant. She was about 3 or 4 months pregnant, and he didn't even know. And then suddenly everything changed. He stopped drinking, got a steady job. He was convinced that she loved him now because she was carrying his child. And he was going to dedicate himself to making a home for her. But a funny thing started to happen. He didn't even notice it at first. She started to change. From the day the baby was born, she began to get irritated with everything around her. She got mad at everything. Even the baby seemed to be an injustice to her. He kept trying to make everything all right for her, buy her things, take her out to dinner once a week. But nothing seemed to satisfy her. For 2 years, he struggled to pull them back together like they were when they first met. But finally, he knew that it was never going to work out. So he hit the bottle again. But this time it got mean. This time when he came home late at night, she wasn't worried about him or jealous. She was just enraged. She accused him of holding her captive by making her have a baby. She told him that she dreamed about escaping. That was all she dreamed about, escape. She saw herself at night running naked down a highway, running across fields, running down riverbeds, always running. And always just when she was about to get away, he'd be there. He would stop her somehow. He would just appear and stop her. And when she told him these dreams, he believed them. He knew she had to be stopped or she'd leave him forever. So he tied a cowbell to her ankle so he could hear at night if she tried to get out of bed. But she learned how to muffle the bell by stuffing a sock into it and inching her way out of the bed and into the night. He caught her one night when the sock fell out and he heard her trying to run to the highway. He caught her and dragged her back to the trailer and tied her to the stove with his belt. He just left her there, went back to bed, and lay there listening to her scream. Then he listened to his son's scream. And he was surprised at himself because he didn't feel anything anymore. All he wanted to do was sleep. And for the first time, he wished he were far away. Lost in a deep, vast country where nobody knew him. Somewhere without language or streets. And he dreamed about this place without knowing its name. And when he woke up, he was on fire. There were blue flames burning the sheets of his bed. He ran through the flames toward the only two people he loved. But they were gone. His arms were burning, and he threw himself outside and rolled on the wet ground. Then he ran. He never looked back at the fire. He just ran. Ran until the sun came up, and he couldn't run any further. And when the sun went down, he ran again. For 5 days he ran like this, until every sign of man had disappeared.
Dark and sad and beautiful and majestic. From Paris, Texas, the movie, that was Ry Cooder and I Knew These People. Harry Dean Stanton there telling a wonderful story. You probably need a little bit of uplifting though, So let's go for this from the Philadelphia Orchestra. This is Claire de Lune from Ocean's 11. Mum, I know you love this one.
Thank you.
That was the Philadelphia Orchestra and Claire de Lune. Isn't that just beautiful? What an amazing piece of music. I've seen a couple of dawns to that song. I would recommend that. If you know you're going to see a dawn, have that on your headphones. Eddie Vedder and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. I played one in the last hour of the programme from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack. Here's another one. This is The Long Road. Absolutely beautiful. Once again, Eddie Vedder and Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. The Long Road.
Thank you.
Eddie Vedder, Nusrat Fateh Khan and The Long Road from the Dead Man Walking soundtrack, which is well worth having separate from the film. It's just so beautiful.
This October, Six Music Live at Maida Vale returns.
Five more artists over 5 days.
Live music from every corner of the Six Music playlist, featuring Perlisa, Goldfrapp, Sigur Rós, Manic Street Preachers, and Sir Paul McCartney. Absolutely amazing live music here on Six Music. Go to the Six Music website now to register for your chance to be there.
Six Music Live at Maida Vale.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So this next tune is from Here We Go Magic. It must be my most played song on this programme for the last 6 months. But it just gets me every time. So I'm not offering excuses. I can do what I want. I'm the chief of police. Here, once again, is Here We Go Magic from the album A Different Ship, which you really must own if you don't own it already. Go and get it. This is Over the Ocean.
I am not worried.
Magic and Over the Ocean. And returning to our theme of film music now, I remembered hearing a talk tune in a film and being wowed by that, because you don't often hear them in soundtrack for things. It was Rune 2 from Laughingstock, and it's a beautiful piece of music, and I heard it in a French film, quite a gritty prison drama, called Un Prophet, A Prophet. If you've not seen that film, treat yourself. If you like that kind of crime drama thing, it's a really, really well-made film. So it's called A Prophet. It's a French film with subtitles for you guys. And on it is, well, this is kind of a guarantee of its quality. They have Talk Talk from Laughingstock. They have Rune 2. Talk Talk and Rune 2. Last tune of the show, I'm going to play another one from Ry Cooder. As I mentioned, the Paris, Texas soundtrack was based on Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night, Cold as the Ground, which I'm going to play for you next week because it's an intriguing, beautiful, sad piece of music. Anyway, this is Dark Was the Night from Ry Cooder, the last offering from our chosen artist this week. Thank you. there you go. Perfect Sunday night stuff, eh? I used to lean out my bedroom window here in Prestwich, where I still live, and listen to the tram going past while listening to Raikou, while listening to that song, and imagine that I was next to an American railroad rather than a Metrolink tram. Slightly less glamorous, isn't it? Anyway, trains was last week. It's time for me to say goodbye. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and everyone who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford. Thank you, of course, to the wonderful Beccapedia, who will be back at the movies with us next week, our wonderful mystery musical history girl. Thanks to everyone who emailed in and sent recommendations. Keep the Song for Guy recommendations coming in. And any comments whatsoever, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Don Let's programme up next. If you're listening on the iPlayer, then load that up. It's going to be fantastic. Lots of love, Mum, and I'll see you all next week. It just remains for me to say to you... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week, everyone. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Wake the town and tell the people. I'm Don Letts and this is Culture Clash Radio. And tonight, I'm back to my old tricks, crossing time, space and genres with a selection of sounds designed for you to move on up, get on down and occasionally slip sideways. As usual, it's a tale of two parts. The first, moving and grooving with the likes of Jim Jones Review, African Boy, Moby and Wayne Coyne, Belarouche, Dubmatics and Ranking Joe, Best Friends and Style OG. In the second, you can catch your breath as I kick back and relax with a more down-tempo vibe. But until we get to that, here's the Carpenters. The night has a thousand eyes.
They say that you're a runaround lover, though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. 'Cause the night be sorry, 'cause your game I'm gonna play, and you'll find out without really trying, each time that my kiss is stray, that the night has a thousand eyes, and a thousand eyes will see me through, and no matter what I do, I could never disguise all those little white lies, 'cause the night has a thousand eyes. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the night has a thousand eyes.
Your face in front of me, still grainy from that old black and white TV. My whole family silent, watching you shape destiny with your two hands faster than the eye can see. Mesmerizing. You know what? Skinny little me started to strut. 10 years old, suddenly bold, 'cause I resolved to live like my hero in the ring. Be smart, never give an inch, no retreating. And I racked up respect from teachers, rednecks and creatures who attack in a pack like insects. Never seen the like, not before or since, a young prince. And I remain convinced. infants, nothing's invincibility, athletic agility, virility, sin a free spirit, forever through eternity, stinging like a bee, Mr. Muhammad, defy belief from the belly of the beast, rising like yeast. My release from low self-esteem came when I saw you rapping on my TV screen. Flipped like a butterfly that described my walk to school. After fight night I felt so cool, cause I was the greatest too. Love myself born simply out of love for you. And I knew someday people will love me too. None of the heckling about my black skin got through. I knew to walk barefoot through hell for you. It's how I felt back then and I still do. So if you accept these humble words of praise and my gratitude for those glorious days, I'm notorious ways instilled in a young mind, skills sublime, yours.